decision your mind's made up, alright. You got your mind made up, you don't need convincing, your mind's made up.
We've been playing a ton of them over the course of the last week. It's the Rhyolite sound from Las Vegas, Nevada. This is Eric Alesi singing, and he's joining us on the 5-Star Telecom Talk and Text Line. Brother Alesi, so good to have you on the show with us, man. How are you?
I'm great, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Dude.
How are you?
I am fantastic. It is so good of you to join us this morning. And I told our listeners earlier this morning something interesting. We have a lot of Vegas guests that join us here on the program. A guy named Rob Mish who does some gaming. You're now with us. We got somebody else coming up later. A lot of Wisconsin ties. Why are you in Wisconsin today, Eric?
Yeah. I have a lot of family from Wisconsin. I've been coming to Wisconsin my whole life. My stepdad's family is from Wausau, so I've been coming here since I was a kid.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yep.
Did you bring your guitar along? Did you bring your guitar? I mean, are you playing some music? You playing a show, Eric?
No. This is a relaxation vacation, so I left the tool at home.
Nice. Well, and that's probably good because they're really hard to travel with. You've got to basically buy your guitar a separate seat. Eric, I know you're a big Chargers fan. Chargers and Packers coming up this Sunday. You know, the Packers have already bought up like 70% of the tickets down there at that Chargers stadium. How do you think the Chargers are going to deal with like another home game from a visiting team?
You know what? I to be honest with you, when they moved to L.A., I kind of stopped watching.
Yeah.
That's the truth. So, you might confuse the listeners. I live in Vegas. I have ties to Wisconsin, but I grew up in San Diego. So.
Weird. You're just a vagabond.
You're all over. So, Eric, well, at least you watched them when they were in San Diego, which, from what I've understood, I mean, people didn't even do that. So you're ahead of the game there, aren't you, Eric, at least watching them when they were there?
No, they had, you know what, there was a really strong fan base in San Diego. That's the truth of it. And, you know, San Diegans will tell you that and attest to that. And I think there's still fans in San Diego when they moved to L.A. I think they kept probably about half of their fan base in San Diego, which I find unbelievable. But whatever.
Well, the Spanos family, they jumped the shark when they moved out. I realized the Qualcomm Stadium was just, it was in terrible straits.
It's a cement turd.
It's a cement turd. It was a stone monolith of crap. And so I get that, but I do not think, and I've said this to many people, I do not think L.A. had the stomach for another team. Hell, they barely had stomach to see the Rams come back. But you know what, Eric? As life goes on, we keep making moves. And so do you, my friend. I've been so excited this last week to play some new music from the Rhyolite Sound. You guys just released your second album, Mojave Gold, on Thursday, already getting rave reviews. As a matter of fact, if you search the Rhyolite Sound Mojave Gold, you'll see some of what the country scene is saying about this particular record. Eric, when I left Vegas, you and at least a portion of this band was named Eddie Bear and the Cubs. At what point did you guys turn from Eddie Bear and the Cubs to the Rhyolite Sound, release that debut record, and start to make so much noise on the country scene? Because I tell you, I'm looking at the schedules for the National Finals Rodeo. You guys are booked there. I'm looking at places down in Palm Springs. You guys are booked down there, and you're everywhere in Vegas. So when did that turn from Eddie Bear and the Cubs and what you guys were doing to this thing they call the Rhyolite Sound?
Yeah, we were just a cover band, really, and then at some point we started writing original material after a couple years, and we thought, well, people really won't take us seriously if we're still called Eddie Bear and the Cubs. So we started thinking of names, and Larry, who's our main lead singer of the band, he's the one who came up with that. And for the listeners, Rhyolite is a ghost town that's about an hour away from Las Vegas. So we're named after the ghost town.
Okay, so it's not the volcanic rock, which I think the town is
named after. No, it's not. Yeah, it's a mineral as well, we're named after the ghost town, and that, you know, we think it's appropriate, and we're pretty proud of the name and pretty proud to be from Southern Nevada.
Eric, talk a little bit about playing in front of big crowds, because I know that there's a little comparison between athletes and musicians and size of crowds and stuff. And UWL, our local team here, they're going to be playing against a huge one at Whitewater this week, and probably the biggest crowd they've ever played in front of, probably the biggest they'll play in front of the whole season. Did things change for you as a musician, too, and as a performer in front of all those people? Do you get a little more nervous the bigger the crowd, or does it kind of calm you?
No, of course you do. I mean, I think any performer, whether it's a musician or athlete, if it's a bigger crowd, you're going to get a little bit more amped up, and perhaps the anxiety level is going to be raised a little bit. But it's like athletes say, once you have that first play, then you kind of settle down. It's same with us. Once we get through that first song or two songs, then you kind of settle down and really settle into your set.
Yeah, we're talking to my buddy Eric Alesi. He is one of the lead singers. He's actually the main backup singer, and he gets a couple of solo tracks each album with the Rhyolite sound. Eric, been telling our listeners about this, as I mentioned, all week long. I know a number of them have already mentioned to me that they've gone and downloaded your Pandora station. A number of them also saying, hey, play some more of it on the radio, because we don't have Pandora. So I'm trying. I really am. One of the songs that you guys released here on your new record is an absolute hit in the making. Margaritas and Cocaine. Inspiration behind that was what?
You'd probably have to talk to Larry about that one, because I probably wrote maybe a line of that song.
No pun intended. Well, listen, dude, the music is absolutely out of this world. And I was chatting with our friend Phil Costigan, who is the morning show host on our country station, KQ98, here in the building. And we're all falling over ourselves, right? It's kind of a mix, this Rhyolite sound of Waylon Jennings, a little bit of Chris Stapleton, because Larry kind of has a Chris Stapleton-esque sort of a vibe. And then you can think through all of your favorite outlaw country artists, the Conway Twitties of the world. It seems like you guys have found a way to sort of wrap all of that up together. And with your stylings, we played your song, Mind Made Up, from the first album, Desert Honky Tonk. You bring a different kind of a feel than Larry does. So do you feel that when you're out performing, you're able to connect with an audience that possibly has disparate taste because of how, you know, I wouldn't say polar opposite you and Larry are with your singing styles, but you have quite a bit of different range?
Yeah, that's true. And I think that we can appeal to a wide variety of audiences. I think that's probably one of the strong points of the band, is that, you know, everybody within the band brings kind of their own flavor to the band. And this guy, Joel Ferguson, that we have play pedal steel on both of our records, he likes to say that we transcend genres. Mm. So, and I think that's true. You know?
I think it is too, man. Look, we're up against it. I've just been super looking forward to talking to you again. It's been way too long, by the way, since Eric and I have actually chatted back and forth. And Eric and I used to work at the very same hockey team, the Las Vegas Wranglers in Las Vegas. It's so exciting for me to see the success that you guys are enjoying and the continuation of what you began. And I know this is, like, for every musician and athlete, they understand this is a labor of love. And Eric has toiled for years to get to this position, and we couldn't be more excited for you, dude. I think that you're really on the precipice, and I can't wait. I told you this the other day, to say, hey, I knew this guy when.
Yeah, well, you know, I feel that way about you too, Dave. So
thanks,
congratulations,
buddy,
to you and all your success as well, man. And I appreciate you having me today. No more toiling and anonymity in our bedrooms. You know what I mean?
No, I think that sounded colorful.
Margaritas and cocaine.
No more than that. Eric, have a great time out here. Enjoy your family, and I'll be sure to tab you here as soon as we possibly can, as you guys continue to ratchet up the charts across the country. It's really fun to see you take such an ascending leap, man. It's great stuff.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate that, and I'm happy to be here among the Wisconsinites, even if it is 20 degrees right now.
That's right. Yeah, it's not warm.
Hey, Eric, it's not very often I see Dave blush. I appreciate that comment there a minute ago. That doesn't happen often. Yeah, that's good.
Eric Alesi, the Rhyolite sound. Find him right now. Go to YouTube. Go to Pandora, heck, Spotify, all the great places. You're awesome, man. We'll talk to you real soon, okay, bud?
All right, sounds good, Dave. Thank you.
Take care. Yeah, he's a real good friend of mine. So, Eric Scrady, you would have liked this. So, big Charger fan. Huge football fan,
right? I can tell that.
And when Eric was working with me at the Wranglers, Eric was one of our better ticket salespeople, right? So he took care of a lot of big groups, brought in corporations, and of course worked hand in hand with a lot of local fans individually. But we used to sit down for hours and talk about the 2004 draft class with Philip Rivers and Eli Manning. And as we have talked about ourselves here this year on the show, you look at where that draft class is outside of Philip Rivers. Nobody's left standing.
Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger's on the shelf. You got Manning being benched for Daniel Jones, who I'm not sure is better.
Well,
and yet Philip continues to exist. And the fans of San Diego are like, dude, we wish we had you still here in San Diego.
Barely exist. I mean, that's the whole thing. The 2004 draft,
yeah.
If it's hanging on him, its days are numbered. I mean,
I would agree with that. I mean,
almost gone.
Have you heard about this idea that Tom Brady, if he leaves the Patriots, actually has interest? Like, I mean, going to the Chargers?
You know, if Tom Brady went to the Bears, they'd win a Super Bowl. He would.
I think you're right.
I mean, they just would. And he's affordable for any team. That's the whole thing. I mean, he's very affordable. So whoever he plays for, he's not going to the Bears. But wherever he goes, he's going to be affordable.
And
he's going to make a team, give a team a shot at winning. So.
I tell you, man, I've thought about this with Tom Brady going to the Chargers, and I was like, that was a terrible look for Johnny Unitas. I know that when Joe Namath, who was already an interception machine with the Jets, when he decided to end his career out west with the Rams, it was just terrible.
I understand that, though. I mean, if you're a player and you play for a team your whole career, I think at the end, you know, the last couple years, I mean, John Randall was as much a Minnesota Viking as anybody. I think he even had Viking tattoos. Like,
I think you might be right.
He lived for playing for the Minnesota Vikings. At the end, he just wanted to see what it's like playing somewhere else, too. Went to Seattle, finished his career. I mean, I can understand that. You know, you've been in the same locker room, same thing. Let's see how it's run over here, too, for a while. You know, just being curious about it, if nothing else.
Hey, and when you're in that position in life, you've got all the Super Bowls, you've got all the numbers. Now you just want the nice weather.
Why not?
Okay.
Yeah.
Just be sure to look for that neighborhood with a lot of fire protection, Tom.
Yeah.
All right. So, Scrady, we're going to come on back, and we did get the confirmation from our friend. She is a journalist from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Her name is Heidi Fang. Find her on Twitter, at Heidi Fang, blue check mark. She's verified. And we'll get the state of the Raiders from Heidi Fang. Maybe talk a little UFC. Scrady, the Packers and the Chargers, as we talked about here with Eric Alesi, 325. On WKTY this Sunday, may see the return of Devontae Parker. What are you hearing about that?
Devontae Adams.
I'm sorry.
He's practiced 2 days straight, okay. And they're saying he's probably going to make an appearance again. So he's going to be in. Adam Thielen, he's probably going to be in this weekend,
okay,
too.
So that thigh issue is hopefully subsiding?
Yeah, hammy, I think, right?
Was it a hammy?
I think it was his hamstring, okay. I think. But I'm not. It's somewhere down there with the leg, either way. So, yeah, I think that both those guys, Devontae Adams and Adam Thielen, both going to be in this weekend.
All right, good stuff, man. I still want to talk to you guys about what Mr. Kobe Bean Bryant had to say when asked the question yesterday. Hey, if you had a guaranteed championship with LeBron and Anthony Davis at hand, would you take it? I think you'd be amused. Stay tuned. We'll come back in just a few. You're listening to Mornings with Dave and Scrady here on WKTY.